The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by...
Nice fill, Bob
Hope. The Mangrade. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. The Mangrade. I love it, Oscar.
Thank you.
We really do.
I do as well.
And you're doing a fine job.
Well, you know...
Although you look exhausted.
Pouring a hot molten iron is not an easy man's job.
100%. Made in America cast iron. So you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Mangrate, still just $19.99?
Yeah, and if you order by Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, you've got guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Guaranteed Christmas delivery.
If you celebrate Christmas.
Now, listen, $19.99. Go through the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com, but wait, there's more.
Mike, there really is, and can I jump in?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's really great is I always love a grill brush, but right. I want a grill brush that says something.
Whatever.
And this says the Mike O'Mara Show on it, and I use it as a mic stand when I have a talented minstrel in studio with me.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Rob. So give the grilling great that's changing the way America grills. Uh-huh. Give the man great. Yeah. Before we bring in our special guest, it's time for a holiday craft message.
Oh, I'm glad it's back.
Mazel tov, shalom, and
l'chaim. Huh. Really?
From all of us at Kraft, Hanukkah is over, but you can still enjoy the best of the season with Mother Ronick's Spoil the Boy Latkes.
Oh, they're the best!
So sweet.
Delicious.
Start with a generous amount of Kraft kosher sour cream.
Oh, yum.
Peel and shred some Yukon Gold potatoes and grind up some Smarties in a food processor.
Oh. I told you.
The more Smarties, the better, because baby likes his latkes with lots of sweet.
Baby does.
Grease a leather cookie sheet and form your mixture into quarter-inch thick discs.
Leather.
Thick discs. Thick discs.
Say it again, Mervith.
Arrange in the shape of a Star of David and cover liberally with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Bake for 20 minutes until golden brown and serve with strawberry jam, powdered sugar, a photograph of Lowell Melser, and a dash of self-pity. It's something new for your favorite Jew. And another holiday taste sensation from Kraft.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's wonderful.
Well, here we are.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Yes, sponsored by Viagra. Thank you. We are delighted to welcome a guy that has performed in my old restaurant.
Yes.
I have been on stage with his father, Holly Garber, the son of the late Holly Garber, is Ted Garber, and he has a brand new holiday album, Santa Claus is Going Town.
Santa Claus is going to town.
He's going to town.
He's getting busy this year. He's definitely tired of that, you know, too clean motif. So he's got a little more grit.
Getting down, going to town.
Ted Garber is here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Ted.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
I went on the Junkie show on Friday, and I hear Ted is in there with them, and he does the holiday thing with the Junkies every single year. And, of course, like any true radio performer, I steal.
Of course.
I steal as much as I can, and I reached out to Ted, and I said, can you get in here? You know, before we break for the holiday, can you pop in and do something? And he's promoting a Christmas little thing, so he said yes.
Cool.
Just for background, for those of you that have not heard Ted Garber, and he's never been on the show before, I was friends with Ted's father,
right,
who passed away. How long ago did your dad pass?
Over 16 years ago.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. You know what? When I hear that number, Ted, your dad and my dad passed away right around the same time.
Right, I remember that.
So we have that. And Holly Garber was of the singing group Holly and Lou.
Right.
They did all the jingles for the old Don and Mike show.
Cool.
You know,
I remember,
Rob, you're the show historian. Do you have any of those old ones at all?
You might actually have them in there.
Okay.
All right. Search LBJ. I think they did the Jeopardy jingles, did they not?
Okay, hold on.
All the other old stuff is in there. So
yeah.
I'm not getting it. I'll put in jingles.
I think my favorite one that they ever did is they did the to the tune of Center Field when you were on WAVA, Mike. They did a jingle for Maurice.
Yeah, I don't have it. I'm not. I'll look here. Go ahead. But
I do love the phrase "bend over, spell run." I think that was the first time I'd ever heard that. Such a great, great music.
So I don't
pairing.
Have those in the replays there. But
well, it was a good time. I remember the first appearance. You know, they came on, and it was we were all sitting there, kids. You know, it was around Christmas time. We're all gathered around the radio to hear Dad on the radio, and they came in and tried to do that mailman song with all that innuendo. And you and Don were like, okay, off.
Get off.
I was like,
stop
there
it.
Goes this big break. You know, Dad, you ruined it. You killed us. You screwed us at Christmas.
These guys were so much fun, and they were so popular. It was great listening to them. And then in the great tradition, you carried on. You carried the mantle.
Yeah, man.
And you've, you've been a wandering minstrel for many moons yourself, right?
I have been strolling, but I have had a good star to guide me by, some big footsteps to fill. And
wow.
You know, it's been a real honor to carry that torch.
Ted, this is for I had Ted perform in the joint, and this guy knows how to get it done. And
you don't blame the failure of your restaurant on Ted?
Well, I blame everyone.
I know there was a lot of ingredients, and if you own a failing restaurant,
but this is a very
cool. Really the beginning.
Look
of
at
the
this.
End.
Look at this cool album cover.
I buy that.
Santa Claus is going to town, and. This is really is good stuff.
Handsome.
It's got all the Rudolph
Chicks
the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
that.
Jingle yeah. Bells, Santa Claus is coming to town. When I had Ted at my old joint, there's something about a dude that comes in and just sits there with a guitar, and you had the pattern. God, I can't imagine how much ass
well,
you
that,
pulled.
That was
over the
a
years.
Hilarious night because you came over to me, and I had been you were sitting with your entourage, and I didn't want to interrupt. And so I was sort of waiting to say, "Hey, what's up? I'm Holly's kid. This is really cool to play your place." And I didn't even think I'd see you here. I just thought you put your name on it, you know, like Disney never hung out at the Polynesian. So I'm coming over there to hang out, and you saw me sitting there at the bar. So after a while, you got up and you left the table. I thought, here it comes, you know, I'm gonna get to tell. And you put your hand on my shoulder and said, "We start the entertainers here at 9:30. It's 9:35."
Naturally.
And so all the wind went out of my sails, and I said, "Oh my God, gosh, you know, I'm Holly Garver's kid." But it was like 2 million miles an hour because now I'm nervous. And
right.
"Well, I'm Holly Garver's kid. I just wanted to say it's great to be here. And I'm sorry I'm late. I know I am, but you had your group over there." And
did
I
know you were Holly's kid at that point?
You didn't. No, you just. Oh, I mean, I was just another guy on the counter.
You are such a jerk.
He was very nice about it.
I didn't know it was Holly's kid. I knew Holly very well. I knew his dad very, very well.
We've all gotten that tap on the shoulder.
God, I'm not that
I got it just before the show.
Well, he was.
I got it with the grill brush.
Yeah. He came over. But then he gave this great introduction because after that he said, "Oh my gosh." And then he goes over to the mic. The lights come down, like, ha! The place is transformed into a Vegas lounge now.
Yeah.
And he goes down to the mic and says, "Folks, you know, Ted Garber, we're going to have him on right now. His father gives us great. Wonderful star-studded introduction, you know." And I walk out, now I don't know what I'm going to play,
right?
Because I'm used to just getting up there and kind of, you know, being background to the
sure,
drinkers noodling, for the first half hour.
Background
so
to
then
the
I
drinkers.
Played this, you know, 17 Red Bull inspired version of Southern Cross or something. I was like, "Hey, Southern Cross, yeah, wow, all right." You know, it made Bruce Springsteen look tired. And and after that, I thought, oh dear, that'll be it. But, you know, he had me back. He had me back.
Awesome.
Nice. Here we are.
It's great. You know, it was so nice. I love the social networking world where you can reach out to people and people get back in touch with you. And it happens
yes.
quickly.
Yeah,
and you
man.
Can do that. I mean, this doesn't happen.
No, many times that's a great thing.
Yeah, yesterday not so much.
Well,
but,
you know, we have days.
Ted is here, and here's what we're going to do. We have a bunch of gifts that, I forgot who sent these gifts, Rob,
One was from Rob Shade, and mm-hmm. one was from the Zinx in Albuquerque, our favorite lesbian.
But we're going to get Ted on here, and from it, what are you going to be doing from your album? We're going to give you one, and then you're going to do background drinking music, even though we're not drinking.
Yes,
and then,
we got it.
And then we'll give you another one, and then you get in your car and get the hell out of here.
Perfect. Well, since you've got the jingle bells over there, and everybody knows this one, I thought we'd do one everybody knows.
Okay.
And a key everyone can sing. So here we go. This is my New Orleans flavored
jingle
bell.
I guess I should follow your tempo.
All right, that's Mike on the jingle bells. Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go. Laughing all the way. Bells hung, bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a warm and soap and sleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a warm horse open sleigh. Gonna break it down. Now the ground is white. Go it while you're young. Get the girls tonight and sing a slaying song. Just get a bobtail bay
to 40 is his speed. Hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Come on, boys. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah! Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everybody.
That is great. Where do people get your album? How do they get your album, Ted?
Well, they can get it easily right to their iPhones on iTunes. Ooh, it's cool. On iTunes.
Nice.
It's also on some of the other digital download sites as well. And they can order it through my website, tedgarber.com. Get it right to the phone.
Thing of beauty. Thank you.
Okay, before we get to the next song from Ted on here, Mark, a little background stuff there, sure. Ted, and we're going to open up some of our gifts from listeners, everybody, as we are winding down.
Would Amazon be one of those music sites?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Usually Amazon, Rhapsody, and all those guys.
Excellent. Right,
let me see. I'm checking here. This is
That is from the Zinks.
I love gifts, too. This is from who?
The Zinks of Albuquerque.
Is that a mineral or a...
No. It's a lesbian couple.
All right, this is from the Zinks?
Yes.
Oh, it looks like everybody got stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a DVD, and I think they'll be pretty clear who gets what.
They are great friends of the show.
Wonderful people.
All right, I didn't bring my glasses today, and I can't read it.
Well, drink out of the bottle.
They have a baby. Right.
But you know.
Where do they put the? Where do they put who's what? Oh, should I just like figure out who's
what? Yeah,
I
think it's pretty clear.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. Buzz, I found this and thought you would enjoy. Love that you have a new hobby. And it says, keep it up. From the Zinks.
Well, that's very nice.
All right, Eddie Vedder ukulele songs. That's obviously.
Excellent. Isn't that cool?
All right, ready? You going to catch? Here we go. All right.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
All right, let me see.
Very nice. Thank you, Zinks.
Rob, you're an old soul, and we love you for it. Hope you like this. We saw it and thought of you from the Zinks.
Oh, how nice.
You're an old soul. Okay. This is live. No, that's not
it. He's a merry old soul.
A merry old soul was he. Was I?
Commercials from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Fantastic. Hey. Some of these soon to be airing on WTNT.
My thought exactly.
Oscar.
Yes.
We almost got you the Red Rocks one. Good thing you posted it on Facebook. Have a drink when you can. Relax and enjoy the music from the Zinks. And this is OAR.
Oh, awesome.
On Blu-ray.
Nice. Have this.
Very nice.
And, let me see.
You dig that band. You like their sounds.
Yeah. Nice. Mike wanted to get you something we knew you loved. Every day, my wife texts me and says, Mike's up, meaning the download is ready, and it's the highlight of our day. We love you and are grateful for what you do from the Zinks, and man, I never get tired of it.
Look at this.
God. Buddy Rich live at the 1982 Montreal Jazz Festival.
Wow, good stuff.
This is a great gift for me.
What lovely,
thank you.
Thoughtful gift.
Thank you, Zinks. Very much.
Now, do we have to stay after the show and watch Buddy Rich?
No, yes. But I've been doing it a lot lately. It's a mind clearer with all the crap we've been going through.
Good stuff.
All right, let me see. There's nothing in the shopping bags but papping popcorn. Just wanted to try and avoid making a mess for you. This is a big package that comes from Rob Shade.
Uh-huh.
Dear everyone, I'm a loyal TMOS listener, and I am enhancing my VIP-ness for the third year in a row. Plus, when purchasing online over the past year, I've always headed for Omerazon. I love that.
Love that phrase.
Omerazon.com. My birthday is on December 16th, but instead of asking the birthday song for the birthday song, or Rob to run out and get me anything, or a smooth birthday word from Buzz or something from Oscar, I've decided this year to give something back to everyone, and I think you'll all be pleased or amused with what they find within. There are items for all, including Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, plus a little something for Todd, since he checks into the show every now
and
then.
He's a great character, though,
and
Todd
I listen
Moore.
To 411, too. Just wanted to say 411. They did it. It's in there. It's out there. Last night you did a show,
yes,
right?
Tech 411. New
just
episode.
You
do it five nights a week, right?
Christmas episode.
Just wanted to say thanks. Hence the use of thank you cards. For the best use of the podcasting medium and wonderful news about the return to local radio, I say bully to you all, Rob Shade, and we all
nice
got stuff.
You.
What do we all get? All right, everything okay. Cool?
He says
anything
to
funny?
Me, he says, I want you to run out and get yourself some milk.
Ew.
Here's something to tide you over. Oh, awesome, he got me Frankenberries.
Frankenberries, good.
Oh, my God, and a gift card for iTunes. How nice of him. Very generous.
Very
thank
nice.
You, Rob, with 1B.
What about you, Oscar?
Well, I'm well enough, I'll enjoy these. These are fun-size Snickers.
Oh, they are fun.
Oh, fun size.
I will hold on to these.
That is, put them in your container there. Buzz?
That is the fun size. Yeah, Rob writes, I enjoyed these myself and figured you might enjoy revisiting them. You've spoken of your appreciation on a few occasions, so I figured why not? Let's see what he's talking about here as I rip the paper off.
And he gave me a very kind gift card for iTunes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
I use mine to download the Amara
show. I'm going to need a knife.
While Buzz is opening that, he writes a note to me. Last summer, I discovered this place in L.A. and was happy to find they opened one in Inner Harbor. So you can order lobster and take a little dent out of the tab. And it's a gift card to Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Hey!
Very nice.
Very
Mark
nice.
Will appreciate that.
Thank you.
The card he writes me is it was great to help get you hooked on Game of Thrones. This time, I'd like you to have something you can use just for yourself. Sip it or soak boof in it. Just enjoy it, and happy holidays. And it's booze of some kind. You know I like me the booze.
Boy.
I think it's just a beautiful bottle of wine. Let me just check here. Hold on just a second. All right. Boy, it's wrapped.
It sure is, Rob Shade.
There we go. Turnbull Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hey, it
looks
delicious.
Thank you very much, Rob.
And
that
I now have
good.
My gift, which is the complete box set of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and its spinoff series, Angel.
Awesome stuff. Well,
thank you, Rob.
That's
Rob
Shade.
I'll pass
so
it on
nice.
To Todd.
You guys spoil us.
And before we start the gist of the real show, ladies and gentlemen,
what?
From his album, Santa Claus is Going to Town. ladies and gentlemen, here's Ted Garber with another one of his tunes for you.
All right, I said, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, oh, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, baby, well, you would even say it, Lord. I said, no, the other reindeer, oh, used to laugh and call him names. Yeah, they never let poor Rudolph, oh, yeah, join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Rob Spiewak came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you drive my drunk ass home tonight? He said, then all the reindeer loved him, oh, as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, well, you'll go down in history. I said, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, come on, y'all go down in history. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Ted Garber, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted.
Gene Autry never sounded like that.
Man, oh, man.
It's terrific.
You know, anytime around the area you're going to be playing at all, because, I mean, really, you want a great time. Ted does the, you know, the whole deal where he works the crowd better than anybody I've ever seen with a guitar. Where are you going to be performing?
Well, we got some great shows coming up this weekend in Great Falls and Reston. It's on my website, tedgarber.com. But awesome. I really want to get behind something right here in Manassas called the Midwinter Meltdown Fest. It's 3 days of absolute mayhem, tons of bands, tons of craziness at the Best Western over here in Manassas,
oh,
the Battlefield.
Cool. Now, when is that going to be?
The weekend of January 25th. My band is headlining that night on the 25th. My full 5-piece
Nola
Rock Blues band will be up in there as well. So people can check out tickets at midwintermeltdown.com, or there's a link at tedgarber.com.
That's within staggering distance.
That's right. It results in Mike going to jail.
Yeah, everybody here's on the guest list, so you guys just come on.
Nice. Thank you, Ted.
Ted, do I get to keep your album here?
You get to keep that. I got copies for all you guys.
Very nice.
Take your bells.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Christmas,
Ted Garber. Santa Claus is Going to Town. Ted Garber, everybody.
That yeah,
is
thank you, Mike.
Ted, you're great.
Thank you, fellas.
Start the
happy
show,
holidays.
Rob.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
She said I'm cute. Ha
ha!
Crying out loud.
No. What's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all, yeah! All right. Now, Yearnings, back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A jack-in-the-box for a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, yay, it's a marshmallow world, everyone. America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 16 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Our show today is brought to you by our Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP packages. Enhance your VIP-ness.
I did it twice.
Now, listen, when you get the VIP packages, and a lot of people, believe it or not, that listen to this show on a daily basis still do not get this.
Right.
What you get with a VIP package, you can enjoy all of our bonus shows. Mm-hmm. You get the video on demand feeds. That means you get to watch our fat asses
right.
do the show every
yeah,
day.
How about
plus,
that?
You get the live video feed of our weekly show.
Right.
And it's all now available for your mobile devices. Some packages also come with a DVD of our Reno show
mm-hmm.
and our Gabe Strine animated series.
You so see you the get, new one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I started it with the kids in the room, I had to
yeah, I know.
Pause.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Time to go, kids.
Gabe likes to take our unedited, uncensored content.
Yes, he does.
And turn it into a silly, dirty little cartoon.
It really is.
So you get that in some of the VIP packages. The 2013 yearly subscriptions are available now at MikeOmaraShow.com. We appreciate you supporting the show. We are on pace to beat last year.
Good.
And we're delighted with that. Just click on the word bonus. Well, I'm lying. We're actually at the same pace as last year. I'm just optimistic thinking we're going to beat it.
I think you're right.
It's the holidays.
Just click on the word bonus at the top left-hand side of our homepage.
I have no idea.
That is the Mike O'Mara Show.
But, Mike, it's the holidays.
2013 VIP package.
Do it.
Do it.
I said last night on my Facebook page that right before I turned in that the mission, the number one directive, the prime directive of this show is to make you laugh, and hopefully that's what we're going to try to do.
That's right.
But I'll tell you something. It's been...
Oh, easy now.
It's been a world of hurt on
I
Facebook.
Know. I
it's
know.
Been a lot of punching back and forth, and... you know, a lot of people feel strongly about events that have happened,
yes.
And I just got to say that it's hard for me to really express myself sometimes without getting emotional, and I do get emotional. And
you wear your emotions on your sleeve. It's one of the reasons that I love you.
And there's certain times in a person's life where you don't back down, and this is one of them. And so that's what I have to say to a lot of people that might
okay,
be concerned with some of the editorial points that are expressed on this show. But the prime directive of this show, and I remember that every day, is to go, hey, hey, hey,
sure.
and to be a clown and do that. But
right.
it makes me sad. I'd be honest if I'd be lying if I didn't say that it didn't make me sad.
We're all affected.
That, you know, you deal with a lot of people that have very strong viewpoints that are different than mine.
Right.
And it's hard. And I think that what the one message I wanted to get out to everybody is, when I'm giving you a lot more of my personal political viewpoints and my issues viewpoints on Facebook, I feel that this is one where trying to be accommodating doesn't necessarily get through to the kind of people I'm trying to get through to.
Well, you've been a lot of people have been very accommodating for many, many years.
Yeah,
it really hasn't benefited us
yeah.
as a nation, I don't think.
Yeah, and this is just one where I think that we do need to change some things, and
yeah.
so that's it.
Not
and,
talking about it is not the answer.
You know, it
double
and,
negative.
And so
but right.
that's yeah. all. That's all yeah. I wanted to say on that. On the Ted, thank you,
no,
brother.
Thank you.
Drive safely.
Thank you, Ted.
I love doing a show from my house.
Bye bye.
I know.
You can hear the bell. Call, you know, closing the door. Ted gets radio too.
Yeah.
You see that? He knew. I mean, we talked about it. He knew exactly what he had to do. Bingo,
I think
bango.
It's so nice that a man who is so ungood looking and with such a poor voice.
He is.
I might be in love.
It's yeah. crazy. Oh, the men love him and women love him. Men want to be like him.
I think I love him.
Rob, I don't know if I go back so long with Holly Garber,
yeah.
Holly
yeah.
and Lou, and I used to go out and check out their shows.
The first time I met Ted was before I was married, because mm-hmm. we went out and did a benefit,
right.
and I met him then, and he sounds even better now.
Yeah, they're and it's so cool that his son carried on the legacy for that. On the program today, my early Christmas gift from Beluga. I'll need some Christmas music.
Of course.
Are we going to need towels?
Is it something you need to scrape?
Yes.
I want to check the room out and find out how many people are behind on things. I am like now realizing that not only do I have Christmas with my daughters, and
yes.
I have to get my lovely pregnant bride some things as well. Mm-hmm.
Lotions.
But I'm completely lotions,
creams,
belly butter.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, nylons.
And let me see. I want to discuss my hair today because it's been a subject. Jimmy's right-hand person, Eric, indicated to me about a week ago. Why are you laughing?
Because
you're laughing because you have less than I do.
Because you really, the hair needs to be addressed.
My hair today?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's very foomfy.
Okay. Well, we'll get
Did
to
you
it.
Tease it or something?
Just wait.
I teased mine. It got mad and went away.
Pacing. Anyway, got a new show, new recommendation for you that I'll give you later on. A new TV show, because it's all I do is watch television. And we didn't get to what we want for Christmas yesterday. Hopefully we'll get that. And Holiday Rob, you're okay with the Friday schedule?
Yes, of course.
It looked like you kicked him in the nuts.
I thought we were going to vote.
He wanted
when
it
you said it.
Rob wanted
what
it.
What
Rob
really
wanted,
what
Friday,
came,
Rob
what
wanted
came,
Friday off.
Where it came from is you were very agreeable to it at Quench. You were leading the charge, as a matter of fact.
Have a drink now. We'll discuss it again.
Did I ever technically really say I was agreeable to
it? What you said is, I think it's a great idea. I think we've all worked very hard, and let's talk to Oscar and Mark about it.
See, this is the equivalent almost of a child going to mom instead of dad, you know? But but what he's doing is he's catching you when you're under the influence.
Yes. Yeah, and when
yeah,
I
you're
said
like
it,
a drunk chick at a bar.
I know.
Yeah, and it's really hard to talk Mike into a day off, so I really needed to pull all the strings.
You know what? You know, it is harder now because I kind of, I dig this, and now
it's
I'm...
It's fun,
I'm,
and you know what? This really is the best time of year to do the show.
It's the holidays.
It is.
What were you going to do?
Because it's the holidays.
That's a great question. What was he going to do on
what
Friday?
What were you going to do Friday? And let's say this three-hour commitment
I love that you asked me this because I got a valid answer. Julia needs the stitches out of her ears. I need to take her to the doctor.
And no one else can take her?
No, I'm sorry, because as you remember, Carrie works. Yes.
And you don't.
It was implied,
boys,
but thank you for...
You boys have just given me a Christmas present.
Thank you for underscoring that for the comedically challenged.
Well, everybody else laughed, Rob.
That's just what I wanted. I'm glad to hear that her ear thing
She's
did
doing
very
great.
Well.
And it's her birthday.
Oh, that That's happy right. birthday, Julia.
She is 12 today.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the official birthday greeting from the Mike O'Mara Show for Julia. One, two, ready, go. Julia.
Facebook.
Birthday, Julia. Anyway, how old is Julia today?
She is 12, and she will be featured in today's Audio Vault.
Will your children be disappointed that you do not have Friday off?
Robert won't know, nor will he care. And Julia, no, not really. No, they don't care.
Come
I really just,
it.
No.
How Forget he brought
get,
it up.
How is she going to get her stitches out?
We'll figure something out.
You know, I have to say that there was a little grain of guilt that ran through me simply because... This is the time of year where I will do 2 weeks of the show from a different location. Mm-hmm. I don't make a big deal about that because
it
really we found out that it works, and so it's okay. So it's not that really that different.
No.
I'm just in a different spot. But I still, because of all you guys, I feel guilty.
You shouldn't.
No, I feel guilty about everything. Mark, did you say no?
Yeah.
No.
No, don't
Mark's
feel guilty.
Like the greatest guilt doler out of anybody
no,
in the world.
No, it's so great. If
world.
You take the average commute that someone has and add it up throughout the year... Uh-huh. I think that's like driving to Florida. And so this is your one commute of the year.
Right,
you're,
thank
instead
you.
Of
it's
taking
true.
10 minutes a day, you're going to drive 900 miles
exactly.
twice.
That's the way
with
it's going
to
work.
It'll be good.
Yeah. That's the way it's going to work. So anyway.
So there's going to be a Friday show.
There's going to be a Friday show.
Good.
Yeah. We're going to have our... but... I don't care if it's festive a little bit.
Well, we're going to take out Julia's stitches on Friday's show.
Yeah, we'll do that in here.
Well, I have
my tweezers.
What the doctor did is he did it like a bag of dog food. So if you just pull on the end, it unravels. Yeah, right. One piece. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be great.
That's
I want to remind everybody that starting on January 14th, we are going to be rebroadcasting our podcast every single night, Monday through Friday on WTNT 102.9.
WTNT.
Where'd you get that?
I am not unconnected.
That is, let me hear that again.
Oh, I've got more.
Hey, I want everybody to know that coming up on January 14th, the Mike O'Mara Show starts at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WTNT.
WTNT.
These jingles, by the way, are for sale to other shows on WTNT that may be interesting.
And also, Mike, if you want to do that in like a reverse, I have a sing and a music play out. So, and now here's Mike O'Mara to tell you more.
WTNT.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting on January 14th, the Mike O'Mara Show comes 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. Hope you enjoy it. WTNT with the whole gang podcast every single day. Hope you join us. Is that a music play out or is
it
that
is.
A jingle at the end?
There's no play at the end, but
it's
I can give you
donut?
One.
He can jingle
it's not
out.
A donut. I can jingle out if you want.
Okay, we'll start.
So give me a strong cue. Okay,
hold on.
Nice fade, Rob. All right, top of the hour.
Hit it.
WTNT Washington.
WTNT.
Start it again. Oh, start it again. So I screwed up. Hold on.
All right. Arlington, Washington, Maryland, and Virginia's WTNT.
WTNT.
Yes, that's right, friends. Starting January 14th, it's the Mike O'Meara Show, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. If you like entertainment, topicality, and good old fun, you'll want to join us on 102.9 FM, AM 730. We're glad to be with you.
That
sounded like crap. Sounded like crap.
You killed it.
Hey,
the
and
board
you know
work
what?
Was sloppy.
The board work was very sloppy.
You're welcome.
Yes, yeah. So tell me, where'd you get them?
Friend of mine worked there some years ago. These are no longer on their station. But
they are
said,
now.
He said, would you like a copy of them? I said, oh, more than life itself.
They are fantastic.
Oh, here's the legal.
WTNT
Nice.
Oh, great. And you know what? It's a good package.
We can bring them back.
Of course we can.
We can do whatever we want.
That's right.
Did you check it with Kelly?
No, I don't ask him.
WTNT.
But neither did he check with me, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. That's the one I want you to hit again, okay?
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Meara Show will be joining you January 14th here in Washington, D.C. on...
WTNT.
2 seconds. Yeah, yeah. 2 seconds. Yeah, I know. All right. So anyway, those sound neat.
They're good, aren't they?
Are
they?
Nice. Those are terrific.
I'll thank him. Thank you, Chris, for
That's
sending
good.
Those away.
Yeah. So starting January 14th, we hope you all join us. It should be a lot of fun. And the show's not going to change.
No, it's the same.
There'll be minor formatic differences. We'll be breaking at different times.
Right.
But the show stays the same. Going to be just a little longer. And a lot of you have been asking about that for
right.
quite some
More
time.
More TMOS right? for yeah. you.
So mm-hmm. be aware of that fact. So before we go to break, what's that?
You want to call him now?
Oh, yeah, let's call him. Well, no, let's take a break.
And then we'll call him.
And then we'll do a couple of things. We'll
Very
call
good.
Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch wants to come on. And what's he promoting?
He wants to talk about us seeing us in Reno, and I think he wants to promote the DVD we're selling.
And to settle okay. up your bill. Very good. We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. I want to remind everybody that Wait Not has a very, very good special going. Now until Christmas, mm-hmm. it's a special gift to our listeners. You get $100 off your Wait Not program. Wait Not is the best gift you could ever give yourself. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Let me take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to Paul.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
also to Christy.
Both great.
And all the good people over at
year.
Wait Not, and also Steph. Stephanie, who works with Wait Not, want to say Merry Christmas to everybody over there.
They changed my life, Mike.
Unbelievable results you can believe in. When is your television commercial?
I've not heard back from Christy. I have to imagine sometime in the new year because we shot it over 2 months ago. I've seen pictures
you
from
You saw
it.
The still. You put the still up on Facebook, right?
Yeah, and it's so we're very excited to see it.
I know it's coming. I spoke to a guy who sells TV time, and he said they've made the deal, so it should be showing up
anytime.
Oh,
any wow, cool.
Now.
Very
That's
cool. Thank
stuff.
You, Buzz.
And just remember, 855-WAIT-NOT. That's the phone number. 855-934-4486, and remember that $100 off your Wait Not program that is now until Christmas. So remember that. What a great gift to give somebody.
Do it.
Unbelievable results you can believe in.
Change your life.
Wait Not. Welcome back to the show. We got Dennis Hoff coming up in just a few minutes on the program. Want to thank Beluga from the bottom of my heart early Christmas gift.
He is a lump
what
of coal,
be?
Isn't he?
All right. Last night, Carl and I are... What the hell were we watching on the Magic Box?
Porn.
Oh, we're watching our TiVo'd catch-up of Homeland.
Yes.
And also Dexter.
Oh, it's a great Christmas show.
And
was it the Dexter Christmas special?
No, but you know what? They put a little disclaimer on for Homeland, and, you know, it's just like... These shows, you realize, I think everybody's just thinking about our culture
sure,
a little bit.
Right.
And just you realize that that's all we have.
Do not try this at home. Mm-hmm.
It's horrible violence. But you know what? I'm willing to look the other way because it's my entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. But I feel weird watching it to a certain.
Yeah.
You think a lot about different things that you have. And as we are watching our TiVo television programs, I noticed that my little black pug is just... Every minute that we had the door open to the outer lobby here, the lobby of the mansion, and Beluga
the foyer
keeps going outside, and I'm like, "Come back here!"
Uh-oh.
And then he comes in, walks around, pads around a little bit. Then he goes back.
What's he up to?
Come back here. Exactly.
Yeah he's up
exactly,
to something.
Exactly, Buzz. What's he up to? That's what I thought. And then this morning I realized. And Carla disagreed with me. No, he's fine. He's not doing anything.
Leave
he's
him just, alone.
He's exploring.
Exploring?
And
doesn't he know every nook and cranny of this place?
I was
going to
say, he's lived here 10 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah and have you ever seen him to be non-sedentary?
No.
No.
Right. You know, and
I get upset when I walk in and he's not in his bed. I think he's
something's
up to
wrong.
Something there.
Right, right. And I wake up this morning. I come into the kitchen. Do the dishes. That's my job.
Yes.
I accept that.
You do a great job.
Thank you, Rob. I walk out to get the lights turned on in the studio, and I look in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the foyer of the home, and it looks like effing Nick Nolte has taken a dump.
Oh my God.
This was not an average pug dump. This was a human-looking dump that I had, and I was just pissed.
And you are sure it's not human?
Yeah, well, you know what? Unless
did Carla
really,
leave the
unless
room?
The pregnancy is really causing some
she
bowel
didn't,
distress.
She didn't leave the room.
Like Ted, did he have
I'll
four
be right
hookers
back.
With him?
Four hookers. So I just want to say thank you for the early Christmas present. That's
well, that's
that's
that dog loves
is he eating
so nice.
Something wrong?
No, he just
poinsettias and
he's
chocolate.
Lazy. He's lazy. Yeah. He's weird about his bathroom habits. I take him out once in a while, right. But Carla does most of the dog walking in the family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's my little love. And you know what? It's really important for me to say, I love you, Beluga. I do. But I was not happy this morning.
No.
And I was like, well, Merry Christmas to me. This is how I start my day. And I've got it in the tissue
for
paper.
Daddy.
And I'm looking at him. And he knows. He knows exactly. Because I actually bring him out to look at it. Yeah. And he knows. He
oh, sure.
knows. You they know,
do.
They say that they don't have that kind
no,
of memory.
No, they do.
They
do.
And they have that memory.
And Beluga's got a all dogs sort of have an expression that they default to. Sometimes a dog smiles, sometimes a dog looks mean. But the default expression, rather, on Beluga is that I'm doing something to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that dog always looks at me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But do you think Beluga now looks at you because he's done this so many times?
Yeah,
so
I mean, he does it routinely.
You think he sits there?
And so
there,
does Frankie.
Frankie's much worse.
Frankie dumps where Rob is, and I think that's
well, he learned
the
from Beluga, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Dogs learn from each other.
The breed of Chihuahua, I believe, dumps regularly in the house. That's what Tab would probably back me up on that. Right?
Tab doesn't Patterson, talk to you.
Tab doesn't speak to me.
What? Well, I feel like Beluga looks.
Neither
at
does
you.
Hank.
Ooh, all right. There moving on.
What's that?
I feel like Beluga looks at you and said, "That's right. Clean up my mess."
That's right.
Yeah.
But he
hop
knows
to it, Grandpa.
Yeah. I said, "Come on in here," and I bring him out to the den, and he takes a right hand turn because he knows I'm going to bring him
he's
out
coward.
Here.
Sure.
So he knows. He knows.
Of
I don't know how long
of
ago.
Of course they do.
I don't know how. I hate this too because it really makes me want to.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I don't know how fresh it was.
Well, the thing
but
is,
you pick it up with the tissue, and you know, you feel that. No,
soft.
I didn't. My fingers don't get close enough to get to.
Well, but sometimes you can feel the warmth through the cloth.
Yeah. Well, if you do that,
the
then
cloth,
the dog is
the
both
linens,
ill.
Mike. Sometimes you feel it through the linen. The thing is,
now when I touch mine, it's usually very hot.
Well, it should be. Oh. Yeah, that's a good. That means you're healthy.
Hot and dark. Now, but the dark. Thing is that, but Beluga has a whole nother deal than Frank, because Frankie, it's a pellet.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make it any better.
And it's like freeze dry.
Yeah, what it is.
It dries very rapidly.
What you've got is you go from a fun size with Frankie to the king size.
I picked up Frankie's was so
Snickers
dry.
Snickers have peanuts too.
Frankie's was so dry and hard one time I picked it up without tissue.
Oh, that's not good.
That doesn't make it clean.
Yes, it's like Bear Grylls.
Oh. I washed my hands afterwards, but I showed it to Carla. I said, look at this. She goes, you touching it with your bare hands? I said, yep. There it is.
I've scooped it on a piece of paper.
This is a long time ago. I may have been drinking.
May have.
What?
I'm lying. I didn't do it. This was like 2 weeks ago, and I was sober.
I used it. And it wasn't dry.
Even better.
It wasn't dry, and it was. And
take
it was,
a look at this. And then
oh, yeah. God.
Just a little salty, little acidity.
All
right, let's get Dennis Hoff on the phone,
yeah,
shall
sure.
we? Dennis Hoff is the vice mayor of Reno, Nevada. No, he's not. He is
the mayor of Vice.
Of the, what is it? The moon? Is it the
Bunny Ranch?
The Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
The Moonlight Bunny Ranch. You were familiar with Dennis Hoff on Cat House. Are we calling the Cat House now?
No, we're calling him at home. Did you know he has a home?
He has a home.
He has a home.
He doesn't live at the Cat House.
I thought he slept at the
Hi, Dennis?
Bunny Ranch. Dennis Hoff from the Mike Gomera Show to Dennis Hoff in Reno, Nevada, or just outside Reno. Dennis, we were all just talking that we didn't realize you have a real home. We thought you slept at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, you know, I'm behind the Bunny Ranch, and I just got done with my morning exercise. Chrissy Summers just left, and so I'm ready to go to work now.
How is your knee doing?
And he's doing wonderful. I'm exercising more and more. And when I'm done with this, I'll be out in the gym with the trainer, and I'm getting in shape.
You're a good man, Dennis Hoff. And we want to say, on behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, thank you so much for being a big part of our show out at Circus Circus in Reno. Did you, and more importantly, did the ladies have a good time?
The ladies had a great, great, great time, and they're still talking about it. And it was a lot of fun. You know, we had a little high school girl with us. And
Dennis, don't say that.
What are you doing?
Dennis, I'm the father of a high school student.
She was over 18.
The
holidays,
she was over 18. She was over 18.
She's 18. She can go kill somebody in a war. She's okay to sell sex.
I'm with you, Dennis. Don't listen to these old fogies.
Shut up, Oscar.
And with Christmas coming up, Dennis, do you buy gifts for the girls?
Absolutely. We have a huge, huge Christmas party tonight. Tomorrow night. Tonight, wow. I have 100 people from UNR coming in from the sex education class, and I'm going to lecture them. And then tomorrow afternoon is our Christmas party, and it will be so, so much fun. If you're in the, please, I wish you guys were closer by.
Now, he wished we could come, but he stopped himself.
You're talking about University of Nevada, Reno, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So you explain this. Wait a minute. You have college students come out to the Bunny Ranch?
Yes, and it's not job career night. It's me educating them on the legal prostitution system in Nevada and the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, cool.
No, that's pretty cool.
You do everything.
It is a business.
And it's an easy A.
Did you say easy, easy A?
Yeah,
or easy?
You know, they love it because they get out here and these guys meet the girls, and it's amazing, the matchups. And then and I'm sure I'll have one of the girls apply for work. I don't know. I don't push that, but they want to go to Ohio.
Yeah, how many students come to? I'm just fascinated by this. How many students come out to the ranch when you offer this class?
100. There'll be right at 100 people will be here tonight.
Like 10 to a bedroom?
I would love to see this on Cat House.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, speaking of Cat House.
I should do that.
Don't think of that.
That would be great. Dennis, how many, are we going back to, we're having another season of Cat House, right?
Yes, well, now what we've got is one show shot and edited, and now that my knee's good, we're coming up with dates after the first of the year start shooting. But the exciting news is that January 18th, I've got a whole nother series coming out on Cinemax.
Really?
Oh, wow.
What's the series going to be called?
It's called Working Girls in Bed. And the idea is this. I produce the show because I couldn't shoot with my knee, so I produced this whole new show for Cinemax. And the idea is the girls sit in this boudoir scene and talk about their fantasies, and then they live them out. Like my ex, Brooke Taylor, who was on the Cat House show, her fantasy was, and she never told me this, was that she wanted to have sex on the hood of a car in the rain.
In the rain.
And you make these fantasies come true?
Yeah, if we made it all come true. I mean, I wish she'd have told me. I'd have had two girls with hoses spraying water on us on the hood of a car. But she did this, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, wow.
And one of the girls, another one of my exes, I got a lot of exes, you know, because girlfriend in my vernacular is the girl I'm sleeping with the most at the time.
There you go.
Mike's got a lot of exes as well.
I don't think he doesn't pay the alimony I pay, though. That's
true.
No. I feel bad about that. In fact,
sure
I'd like don't. To... I'd like to, because it'll save you money, I'd like to give you a booty pass for Christmas.
God bless you. You know, he gives me that every time he speaks to me because he knows I never use it.
Your wife's cool.
Yes.
I think your wife would be cool enough to come out here, and I don't know if she'd indulge, but she'd have a great time.
You know what? We were really, because of the whole schedule and everything that was going on.
What if you regifted Carla the booty pass?
It.
Do you think that would go well?
All right, calm down. What I was going to say is that we really, seriously, and we are coming back. We don't know when, and we're not sure because we like to separate the shows and make sure, but we are definitely coming back to Reno.
Yes.
And I think that Carla did express curiosity about the Bunny Ranch. So, Dennis, I think that is a distinct possibility that Carla would come out there just to, just have to have some drinks for a tour and stuff like that. I guarantee you that she would do that.
Yes, and she would, and she'd have the time of her life. And I was talking about your show yesterday.
Okay.
And I was meeting with another station in Reno, and with Dan Cook from K-Buzz, and the GM over there, and I was telling him what you did, and he was shocked. I said, listen, this guy's an operator. 700 people came from all over the country, and we had the time of our life. He says, well, what did they do? He says, I said, they did their radio. Oh, my God. He says, Michael Mara does the best impersonations of anybody in the industry. Anybody, anywhere.
You know, we are actually starting January 14th. Our thing, Dennis, is that we are starting back on the air here with this podcast. They're going to rebroadcast it from 7 to 9 p.m. on WTNT 102.9 FM in Washington. And once that is done, we are going to be making the show available whatever time a program director wants to put it on.
Tell Mr. Cook we're back.
So yeah, Mr. Cook, he could do an impression of an affiliate.
Dennis,
I will tell him today, and you know what? I'll sell that.
I'll go
to every station that I do business with around the country and try to sell that for you.
That's fantastic. We'd love to do that. And I'm excited about the new show on Cinemax. And really, it was great to see you out there. You're great. You've always been a great guest on the radio. I think you're an amazing spokesperson for the cause.
You are.
Truly are. And a lot of people get to see what it's all about. And I mean, Dennis, you know more than anything. Before we let you go here, the world and attitudes towards that, you know, back in the day when it was so taboo,
right,
to imagine that you would have a television show on HBO where guys would allow themselves to be taped, and that just blows me out of the water that you actually, but that's what the business has become. It's not as taboo as it used to be.
No, it really isn't, and it's opened up, and it's worldwide, and you know, it brings fun girls. Like if you go to BunnyRanch.com, look up Chrissy Summers. This girl is a University of Michigan cheerleader, graduated with two majors and 3.5 years.
Overachiever, Dennis. Overachiever.
That's right.
Yep. And she's here now to get the money to go for her master's because she doesn't want to work at Starbucks all those years while she's doing that. Mm,
that's right. Good
and so she's here. But look at this girl. I mean, this is the quality of girls we're getting. An educated cheerleader from
creepy.
University of Michigan.
And that's it.
I wonder what the dean's thinking about this.
You know, you are a good man, Dennis.
The quality of girl, man.
So give a plug one more time for everything you got coming up. You got the Cinemax show that starts on what date?
January 18th, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, the rest of it's just the Bunny Ranch and my crazy life. And please, Christmas, come out here, spend Christmas with us, have a little dinner, hang out with all the girls. There's not a better place to be.
You're a great man, and we always love having you on the show. Always fun. Yeah, I like calling him a great. He is a great man.
I know.
He's a pioneer, Rob.
He is a great fellow.
Dennis Hall.
Who else in the, what is it, 20 years you've been on? How long?
We've been doing this. I've been on the Rob and I've been together for 20 years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Buzz as well, yeah.
Buzz as well.
Whoever made you hot sauce besides me?
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. Amen.
Bless your heart, Dennis.
Amen. Yes, one more question, Oscar.
Dennis, is that Chrissy with a K or a C? I'm looking with a K.
Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y. Chrissy Smoking Hot Summers.
The vice mayor of Reno, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Hoff. Give him a
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Merry Christmas, Dennis Hoff.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. That's Dennis Hoff, everybody. Yes.
In his gold shirt.
Oh, God, he cracks me up.
Funny, many man.
He is, you know, do you guys like me wonder one thing about Dennis, just how much money the guy, I mean, now producing his second show Cinemax.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay.
I think he's okay.
How do you
think
he got the gold shirt?
And also, he's in the world's only recession-proof business.
That's for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
Denisov, thanks so much for coming on. Yes, sir. It's immoral. It's unethical. I don't care. It's great. We love
having
Christmas. It's not. You know what? It's
legal. The holiday.
The fact is, it's legal, and they get checkups. We'll take a break and come right back.
Pay your taxes.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
put that on the poster, Mike.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Ah, memories. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. We love them. They're fresh-dipped strawberries, an impressive gift for anyone on your list. Still, you can get them. We're winding down with all of our sponsors for the holiday, everybody. Enormous, juicy berries dipped in your choice of white, dark, or milk chocolate. And choose your own toppings, including crushed almonds and chocolate chips. Prices start at $19.99. And you can double your berries for just $10 more. But hurry and check out the last-minute deals. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com. And remember to use our code TMOS.
There is still time.
Let's open it up for today, December 18th, Tuesday. Take it away, Rob.
You know what about December 18th? That means there's not much time left.
Three more days until the end of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Maya calendar.
Oh, that's right. So if you're keeping track, the Mayans have predicted the world will end.
end.
What was it again?
On the 21st.
3 more days until the end of the world.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, they really, and you don't have much time, Mike.
We have our own.
You don't have much time for Christmas either.
Yeah. All right. He's doing his own show. I'm not. I don't mean to get in the way.
Shopping. 7 days left to fill the stocking. 7 days left for Christmas shopping.
Hello there.
Only got 7 days more.
How are you?
Hi there. Only 7 more shopping days. That's all. Why not finish it up today?
Why not? You know, Mike, it might be nice.
How about that guy that was in the studio doing that?
Hey, this is what I'll say this time. Why not finish it up today?
That's right. And they're like, oh, brilliant.
Thanks so much.
Genius.
Hello there. Now, listen, I've got my lucky strikes over here. Oh, I've set the bed on fire.
Yeah.
Hello there.
They call him one take a-hole.
How are
you?
You
got it all done. Why not finish it today?
Well.
I need to put on my dad hat for a second.
All right.
Because today is Julia's 12th birthday.
Aww. Isn't this a great show, ladies and gentlemen? We go from a...
I wasn't hoping you would...
A pimp daddy
perhaps
to a
mention
real,
that.
To a real daddy.
Yeah, but it was 12 years ago that my firstborn... My
I can't believe I called Dennis Hoff a great man. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, and then you defended it.
I still kind of like get all... Get all googly about that.
He's
that
a
business.
Pioneer. We'll say
pioneer.
That.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great man in business.
Great
you know,
businessman.
He's fun to talk to.
He is.
Yes, he That's is.
It. He all always right. brings it.
But I digress. Why yes, it's your daughter's birthday.
12th birthday, and she has grown up on the air almost because we've had her on all along the way. And I wanted to play just a couple tapes to show you how far she's come and realize, because I've gotten so many Facebook messages today alone, people that say, remember when she was born on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So this first one is from
March. And incidentally, that was in the studio.
That's right. And that's how I actually was hired. It was
Don and I delivered the child.
Yeah, well, they said, if you let us deliver the child, you can have a trip to Florida.
Yes.
And that's how we met.
Amen.
This is from March of 2005, and I want you to pay attention to her voice, because it is so cute. All right, Julia, we are recording.
Yep.
What do you have to say to everyone who's listening?
The pick.
Yeah, but don't you want to say hi to them first? We were doing the NCAA brackets.
Oh, that's right.
The reason that she said picks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure. Hi.
Now, what are we doing today? Do you remember?
Yep, the pick.
Who are you going to pick?
The Redskins.
You're confused because we're not picking football. We're picking basketball.
Again?
Yeah, do you remember we did it about a year ago?
Yeah, but I had the sniffles.
No.
How do you feel now?
Good.
Do you remember who you picked the last time?
The Packers.
That was in football. What about for basketball? Do you remember who you picked?
What?
Was it Gone?
Gonzaga.
That's right. They didn't win, though.
Gonzaga.
No.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Sure.
Okay, who?
Hi, Mike.
And who else?
Oh, who?
How about Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
That's it?
Yep.
Do you have a joke you want to tell us?
Yep.
Okay, you go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange chair.
That's not the punchline I expected.
That's not the punchline.
You look like you're a little bit confused.
And it's,
smart as a whip.
It seems like yesterday she was about, she was 4 there. And I go back to October of this year to hear how her voice has changed.
Yeah. I've got that tape right now.
Yeah. No.
Hello, this is Julia Spiewak from Orca Corner. And I have a bunch of people watching me, but like a bunch of people as in about 2. And we're listening to Ghostbusters by some guy. I don't know who did the song, so, you know, I'm not the best DJ. Maybe you guys should go listen to some other show. Yeah, that's my dad.
Something strange. That's
talk to them. Show business, Julia. Yeah.
Long trip, and I love her a lot. Love her a little bit.
That's she's wonderful. Sweet.
She's awesome.
Yeah, okay. She's your firstborn, Rob.
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Oh, yes. My fave.
They brought him out to promote this new movie, This Is 40, and they he interviewed all the stars.
I laugh already based on the last bit I saw Triumph do.
And this
that.
Is him with director Judd Apatow.
Okay.
This is big. I've got the director here, Judd Apatow. Now, just to get it right, because I hear it both ways, is it pronounced Apatow or Krapatow? You're a big success, honestly. All the money you have, and you still kept that face. Can't you do anything to improve it? Like, cover it up with money. I like your beard very much.
Thank you.
But
thank
enough
you.
About Leslie Mann. Boom! You see, because he's a homosexual. Everyone's a homosexual underneath. Now, seriously, is this is this a beard or just something left over from kissing Gary Shandling?
It is leftover. It's definitely leftover.
He has a hairy one. We all know that.
Okay, Triumph continues as I'm talking to star Paul Rudd.
I right. always like to follow your career because I love knowing what movies Zach Galifianakis turned down. Let's be honest, you're like the fourth guy they call, right? I mean, when you can't get Will Ferrell or Carell or Zach, then right. you call Paul Rudd and you say, Paul, do you have Danny McBride's phone number? And he went in, I love you, man, though.
I was,
that
yeah.
did pretty well.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was a bromance,
yeah, that's
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's yes, it's been described as such.
Yes, I saw that.
This
it
is
was
great.
So boring. I wanted to bro my brains out. Oh, I have a beautiful mind.
Okay. And he also spoke to one of your favorites.
I wish the guy's got to get credit that does the writing.
Oh,
for
God.
That. It's Robert Smigel.
Yeah, it is Robert Smigel.
Is it Robert Smigel? Yes. Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God, that's funny.
And the last one, here he is with John Lithgow, who I know you adore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a legend. You've done so many great work on Third Rock from the Sun.
Ah, well.
Ran for many years. You played an extraterrestrial.
That's right.
John, the show's been over for 10 years. You can take off the makeup. You'll see, because he's a freaky looking guy. I can see why Judd wants you. You know, you're a great actor, and at the premiere, they can project the movie on your forehead.
So, I like
that's
that.
That's great. And it's great that he's like the puppet.
Yes.
So
yeah.
He, can, he
a
gets
rubber
away
dog.
With it. It's
right.
so funny.
A rubber dog.
Oh, God, that guy's
As we
great.
Near the end of the year, I love whenever they put one of these together. Here is the year in review in two parts. So you're going to be surprised all the stuff that happened calendar year 2012 that you don't remember.
Let's take a look back at a very busy year.
Twinkie maker Hostess will try to sell its brands.
Joern Vandersloot has pleaded guilty. Football coach Joe Paterno has died. Facebook files an initial public offering.
To the Giants, you're now world champions once again.
Country Boo. Singer Randy Travis says he is sorry for his overnight arrest for public intoxication. Singer Whitney Houston has died at the age of 48.
The Grammy Awards awarded to British singer Adele.
And the Oscar goes to the artist.
I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death.
Davy Jones, the former lead singer of the 1960s pop band The Monkees, died at a hospital in Florida.
The woman Rush Limbaugh publicly called a slut.
And I again sincerely apologize to Ms. Fluke.
Players on the New Orleans Saints were paid to hurt opponents.
Rutgers University student has been found guilty after using a webcam to spy on his roommate.
Hunger Games debuting at number one.
I'm gonna die. I want to still be me.
Tebow now officially joining the New York Jets.
Director James Cameron has arrived at the ocean's deepest point.
The ACM Female Vocalist of the Year is Miranda Lambert.
And the rewind continues.
We have an electronic scrapbook of the year gone by.
Kentucky claiming the NCAA basketball title.
Champions 2012.
Mike Wallace has died at 93.
It's almost an embarrassment, sir.
It's officially Splitsville for Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony.
Secret Service members bringing back prostitutes to their hotel room.
Dick Clark, synonymous with the rise of rock and roll, has died at age 82.
It's a perfect day for Philip Ember!
The Avengers with a whopping $200.3 million its opening weekend.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Adam Yauch, one of the three hip-hop pioneers who called themselves the Beastie Boys, had four number one albums.
He died.
President Obama, the first president to formally support same-sex marriage.
LeBron James is again the NBA's MVP.
The reason that is happening today is because of my support.
Britney Spears officially joining Simon Cowell.
Donna Summer has died at 63.
Bee Gees founder Robin Gibb has died.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Department questioned Justin Bieber after a photographer claims he was roughed up by the entertainer.
John Edwards is a free man after being acquitted on one count and after a mistrial was declared.
Thank goodness we live in a country that has the kind of system that we have.
That's the year in review.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. Not
you
a great year.
Weird? You know what's weird?
What?
I shouldn't say this. Say happy, it. Happy, joy, joy. I go back to those little kids again.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of time and you hear people dying at 82 and 63 and all that, it's kind of a drag.
I'm actually glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, and I'm beginning to agree, that David Letterman, like him or miss him or whatever you do,
he's the best.
He remains our our sort of our national conscience and our barometer, because we don't have Cronkite anymore.
He will deal with a national tragedy, and he will deal with it directly, and he will deal with it skillfully. And,
I agree.
And I've always respected him.
And I think he's one of my favorite broadcasters on television. And yesterday he said a little bit about the stuff that went down at Sandy Hook.
I'm not dumb enough to think that this is a problem of guns, because before there were guns, people were killing one another. So you can't just say that it's guns. And you can't just say that it's mental health or emotional problems, because people with all manner of problems don't necessarily kill other people. But again, you hear that semi-automatic, and it had a clip that contained 30 rounds of ammunition. Wow. Why do you need that? You can have guns. 50% of the households in this country have guns. So we're never going to say you can't have guns, but I honestly, and I've been around wildlife quite a lot, I've never seen a deer worth 30 rounds of ammo in an automatic rifle.
Very valid.
Yeah. There it is. All right. Is that? Do you have something funny to go out on?
I do. As a matter of fact, I want to play you two tapes.
You looked at me like that was it. I wasn't going to say anything more.
I have two more.
Believe me, I'm going to say it all on Facebook.
I have two more. Yeah. And I'm taking your keyboard privileges away, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jimmy Kimmel, also a guy I respect a lot, was so affected by this, he actually almost couldn't keep it together last night.
Glad he came out. I hope we can laugh a bit tonight after a horrible weekend. And I'm sorry. I have trouble controlling my emotions, but it feels weird to do a show with so much sadness. And sometimes, though, that's what needs to happen. So I think the president said what needed to be said last night on television. I think he spoke beautifully. I just want the people in Connecticut to know that we do not take what you're going through lightly. And we are thinking about you here a lot, all of us, even though we're at a top spot.
Very nice.
A lot of baby broadcasters out there. I would like to invite them to know, and it's happened to me on today's show, it's okay to be real. And
yeah.
It's okay to show some emotion, especially when the incident that inspires it is of such magnitude.
Mark and I were talking before the show how this is not going away.
No.
And we usually have a real short memory in this country, mm-hmm. and this one is lingering, and it should linger.
More on that in a minute.
Very, very tough.
All right, I close with Craig Ferguson, who I brought a smile to my face last night, so thank you, Craig.
I'm actually curious about this year's least popular toys. They're pretty much the lame twists on the old classics. There's Hungry Hungry Hitlers. Raggedy Ann Hathaway. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. You, ooh, me. I'm not the one stepping out of a car showing my vajayjay.
Attaboy, Craig. That's your Audio Vault, folks.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for the year.
My fave.
Good stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Papini Sisters, Mike.
What is it called?
The Papini Sisters.
You popped your pee really good on that one.
Sisters.
So are the Papini Sisters anyone we would hear on a regular... I mean, how popular are they?
They are a niche group. They have another album, and they've done some covers, and their style is like this. It's very retro.
Kind
very
of Betty Boop kind of thing?
I think Andrew Sisters.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Yeah, you know, tight harmonies, kind of, and it's good. If you like good music, you'll like... I think retro stuff plays better on Christmas music than any other sort of genre.
Sure, yeah.
So it's a great album.
How do you spell it?
P-U-P-P-I-N-I.
Pupini Sisters.
Pupini. And my mother spells it P-O-O-P, and she thinks that's funny. Yeah, it made Mark laugh.
Thank you very much. I like that. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Here's Buzz with the news. Take it away,
Buzz. First, Mike, I have a nice letter for you from Robert Betancourt. He writes, Mike, I'm a longtime listener. I live in Mobile, Alabama, and just made a several $100 purchase through the Amazon link at TMOS.
Thank you, Bob.
So, the new addition to the O'Mara family may have many good Christmases in the future.
Oh, that's
congrats
nice.
On the baby. You and Carla will make wonderful parents.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you and the others do, making each day a bit easier for the rest of us mallet heads. Respectfully, Robert Betancourt.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
So
that's
very
nice.
We thank him and everybody who shops now and throughout the year at our Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com.
However, I have to say, with you know, the last week here with Amazon, I don't want to discourage anybody, but Mark Ronick was crying before the show.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive about this.
He said our numbers on Amazon this week have to go up.
Yeah.
Can I put a positive spin on that?
Well, go ahead, Rob.
Many people
can.
Like Mike O'Mara,
yes,
have not yet completed your Christmas shopping.
That's
and
right.
I went to Tyson's Corner Mall yesterday, mm-hmm. and I feel I've cheated death. Yes. Don't do this to yourself.
Don't do
go to Amazon, click three things, go through our website.
Yes.
It'll be in your hands by Friday.
Please do.
And you never have to put on
not
pants.
Sooner.
Yeah. Go for it.
Do
Amazon,
it, man.
And go through our webpage
do
to
it.
Do it. Take it away, Buzz.
Oscar worried yesterday with good reason that after the tragedy in Connecticut Friday that things probably won't change, but there's a growing sense that this time it's different. This time a score of innocent young children were gunned down by a weapon of mass destruction, a semi-automatic assault rifle. Yesterday, I don't think you'll hear this anywhere else. Yesterday, a major investment firm dropped its stake in a group of companies that make assault rifles. Cerberus Capital of New York, which manages some $20 billion in assets, announced it's selling its stake in a dozen firearms companies, including the Bushmaster that killed 20 children a few days ago. Cerberus calls the tragedy a watershed event, saying it no longer wants to back a weapon that can fire 45 shots a minute, and said that its thoughts and prayers go to the families of the victims. Stock in Bushmaster dropped yesterday on fears that its mass killing machines might be banned, but gun sales across the country have skyrocketed again over the past few days, also because tougher gun laws might be on the horizon. Another thing that's different this time involves the National Rifle Association. After every other mass shooting, the NRA has issued statements affirming its pro-gun stand. Not this time. This time, the NRA is not posting on Twitter, has taken down its Facebook page entirely. The NRA is not returning calls from reporters.
You'll pardon the expression. They're sweating bullets over there.
Well, I don't know.
I bet they are. If this is the first time that
strategic.
They've reacted.
I think there's a strategy.
Well, of course
you're
it is.
Probably
but this
right.
is the first time they've had to do this strategy. It means they're having to rethink. And you know what? That's a start.
But lawmakers are backing away. Granted, not everyone sees the writing on the wall. A gun store owner in Texas is offering discounts to teachers, believing that a better armed teaching force can help prevent another tragedy. But also different this time, lawmakers who normally side with the NRA are changing their tunes, now willing to talk about new gun regulations. They are now joining forces with lawmakers who've always worried about assault rifles and big ammo clips, determined this time to make some real changes, they say.
Yep.
There's also a growing consensus that it's time to stop ignoring mental health in this country and a determination to do something about that as well. The investigation into the shooter's motive may take months as experts pore over the computer hard drives he tried to destroy before his killing spree. Newtown, Connecticut buried two children yesterday and will bury two more today and more children tomorrow, along with the teachers, counselors, and principal who got in the way. Meanwhile, two young men in Tennessee and California were hit with criminal charges yesterday after their Facebook posts threatening mass shootings at their own schools. Now, it may not feel like it, understandably so, but 2012 just may have been the world's best year ever. Britain's The Spectator published a list to back up its belief. Stay with me. Cancer rates are down by a third from a decade ago. There were fewer deaths from war in that decade than at any time in the past century. There were fewer deaths from natural disasters because we're better at preparing for and detecting them. AIDS and malaria deaths were down by 20% over the last decade. Medical technology had increased our lifespans by five whole years in Africa. We're producing more fossil fuel, turning a shortage into a surplus, and using less fossil fuel to protect the planet. And world poverty is less than half of what it was in 1990.
I'd buy that story a lot then better
why,
last week.
Why am I not in a better mood?
Yeah, well, understandably.
As I said, last week you would have loved that story.
Yeah, probably.
But it's important that we hear that, maybe especially now, so that we don't give up all hope.
Okay.
NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel has been freed by the kidnappers we didn't even know he had until
see him this morning.
To a network that we take a lot of pokes at.
Yep.
And I will tell you, NBC,
mm-hmm.
for keeping this story quiet, which ultimately, you know, kept this guy from being more of a valuable target. It didn't necessarily save his life, but it kept from being more of a valuable target.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's astonishing that all this was going on. You know, they got him out. He got out because they got lucky. They came up to a checkpoint, a rebel checkpoint, and there was a firefight. And Richard Engel, the NBC News correspondent, mm-hmm. escaped. But boy, keeping any story quiet in the news
media,
and incidentally, you kept it quiet.
Yeah.
you were able to do this for one of your own.
Learn from that.
Do
you think maybe NBC kept it quiet, or maybe they just didn't know about it?
No, they did. In fact, other reporters...
Conscious decision.
Because they're just not the best news organization. Memo was lost.
Point taken. But various news organizations, especially from overseas, were calling NBC saying, hey, we've heard Richard Engel.
Oh, really?
And NBC would say, shh, please, don't say anything about it.
They offered to trade Ann Curry.
Yeah.
God, that's horrible.
Too soon. How dare you?
With each passing day, there's better news to report about avoiding the fiscal cliff. Obama and Boehner continue to meet, and yesterday, after Boehner had made some concessions, so did Obama. Among other things, the president offered to raise taxes on those making $400,000 a year instead of the $200,000 to $250,000.
You know what's great about this?
Yeah.
What's great about this is that's how it works.
That's right. It's called bargaining.
Well, you want this, I want this. Right. We meet in the middle. Hello, compromise. I hope they get this done. This would be a wonderful win for the country.
Yeah, we need this.
For both Republicans and Democrats at the end of the year, for both sides to get a little of what they want. Yeah. I would love to see that. To me, you know what, Congress, senators, we need that right now.
They're setting a good example.
We really need. How about a happy win? And let's get it done before Christmas, okay?
Word is a deal may just be days away, which is a good thing because we're only days away from the fiscal cliff.
Amen.
A new survey says half of us expect to have our holiday shopping interrupted, our time off from work. Half of us are expecting to be interrupted by work during that period of time. And even though 73%
Mike Rob's on the phone. How am I supposed to call? I'm supposed to call somebody next week. Oh, that's Grandy and Andy show.
That's right.
Or the Andy Park show.
The Andy Park's music get-together.
Bob said they're expecting your call next week. I said, it's Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's.
I will take care of it, Mike.
Come on. Yeah.
And even though 73% of us still have shopping to do.
So fussy.
You know what, Friday? Come to work.
Just for that.
I'll try it.
Draw circles.
73% of us still have Christmas shopping to do, but Kmart.
Draw stars.
Kmart.
Stop fighting. Go ahead.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Kmart has already moved on from Christmas.
Yeah, let's all move on.
Kmart has put up its Valentine's displays. Remember, only 58 more shopping days until Valentine's Day.
That's weird.
It's true.
That's creepy.
No wonder they suck.
I wouldn't want to go through a store before Christmas and see Valentine's.
If it's my Kmart, it's last
so
year's
strange.
Candy. Finally.
Buzz has a Kmart. That's cute.
Nasty.
My very own. Finally, an airline story to get you jacked for holiday travel.
In
China, a man who looked like a sumo wrestler arrived at security and immediately raised suspicion. As it turns out, there wasn't a lot to worry about. It's just that when the man found out that his luggage was overweight and that he'd have to pay a really big baggage fee, he took some of that excess clothing and put it on. When he was stopped at the gate.
That's very funny.
He was wearing 61 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans.
Wow. Good boy.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Meara Show.
That is a great kicker,
That's
Buzz.
Not illegal, right?
That is funny.
Just uncomfortable.
Tomorrow, this could be the whole show tomorrow because we didn't get to it today. Tomorrow, Rob Spiewak will discuss my thinning hair. And I will have the same do that I have. Yes, I've gone back to the Oscar Santana brush it back
Pompadour.
Style.
Yes.
And we'll discuss that tomorrow.
You look very much like Ricky Nelson in 1958.
Awesome.
Nice.
You. Whatever. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Our show today was brought to you by
someone good.
The Mangrates.
Our 2013 VIP package.
What are you doing?
How do you remember?
Hey, why not?
Enhance your VIP-ness. Please order our VIP package. That's how we support the show.
Yeah.
Mark's having fits over there for his end of year. Bring his numbers up for the end of the year so he can have a decent Christmas.
Won't you help?
Yes, please help Mark.
If you love him.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow with a brand new show. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ted Garber.
Ted Garber. Yeah, that's right. Ted Garber.